They came from the four corners of the earth. The mightiest
cupboard casters
from Great Britain, Finland, America, and Russia. Together for the first time in history, united to accept the challenge of the international champion contenders in a battle that would decide who is the best in the world.
Sleep because it's December now. It's middle of December.
Winter's here.
It's time for today's Gubbycast mini cast pre-recorded because this week we've all gone skiing, haven't we?
Yes.
We've all gone skiing down the downwards hill slope of our education, and we're crashing right to the bottom to the lovely drunken chalet there,
bumping in onto the rocks of misery.
We would try and buy a lift past the University of Success. But that expired a long time ago.
Once I got off the chairlift of success, I fell down. It was just it's not practical. It's all down the hill from there.
Down the slalom.
Yeah. That's our lives, isn't it? Tobogganing down the slopes of degradation. And
so it's minicast all this week, which is a shame.
Because we've
all pre-recorded.
I've got ski exams.
Skiing exams. I can't ski that well.
With Morrissey.
Morrissey.
You know, should we talk about on the website? You know, it has the blog roll thing. I'm gonna listen back to all the podcasts and make a link of all like the reference we've used. Stuff. And so it's a massive link of like per episode.
All we've got is Charlton Heston's wiki page, and that's about it.
Charlie Brooker. And
Charlie Brooker.
Watch this.
Watch it. Oh, world kill you.
I finally watched the.
Oh, that's
last Tuesday. The one that's tomorrow. The one that's tomorrow. Yeah. The advertising. Best so far.
Peugeot 305. Oh, and Pat at the jumbo sale as well. Pat. Why have you?
Pat, this will never be forgotten.
She did deserve it, though. I mean, instant coffee being nice. I don't think so. Yeah. Pat, you ignorant bitch. It's Pat's ignorance that's clearly driven down society since that was made.
My mum watched it and was appalled. Because it was like, because this episode probably just swore at people. It's like, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Beat the advertising. That's life.
That's what all the people say to and selected animals.
You know, some
like parrots.
You know, some people like quotes of the day. I like having 20 quotes from the Changeling every day. And here's today's 20. Fading the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme. Good for your music crap show. It's good. It's a bit. I think Lead Balloon's a better version of it, even though Lead Balloon's different in many respects.
Jack G never makes a good version of anything.
Lead Balloon's great.
I don't like Jack G.
Remember to watch it this Thursday, and last Thursday it was also on. Anyway. Here's some quotes to think about. What have you done to your face of late? I'm glad I met with thee. The dead again, .. are reconciled. There you may dwell a while, to come into her sight. True service merits mercy. 'Twas in the temple where I first beheld her, .. What omen yet follows of that? I'm up to the chin in heaven, Paracca and his dog face. I'm in a labyrinth, I would fain be rid of him. This fellow's undone me endlessly. Seeing that wench now, a trick comes to my mind. My brother loved thee well. I smell my brother's blood when I come near. Time and our swords may make us more acquainted. This somewhat ominous, this. Candle flowers, honest to flowers. Oh, it is a sign that makes a touch for judgment. Arise and sentence unto our judgments. Your eye shall instantly treat you ready. Wasn't that fun?
They're all key quotes for your skiing exam.
Definitely. I'm going to remember them wholeheartedly. I think actually my skiing exam on this is today. So that I'm probably in it as we speak. Woo. Paradox.
It's not a paradox. time is that?
Oh, apparently there's some breaking news. We need to cut live to our Yorkshire studio. What's going on?
Welcome to Thursday's edition of Yorkshire News. After yesterday's and puppet success, we've got him back again by popular demand. So, handsome and puppet, what's your view on Leeds United?
Oh, I'm really bad!
I agree. How about Sheffield Wednesday?
Maybe if they're on a Thursday.
I agree as well. And what about the Save the Millers campaign for Rotherham United?
Yes, please!
Thank you. Of course, Rotherham's celebrity fans Orson will be at Millmore on 29th of April. That was all we've got time for on York's News. Say goodbye, handsome and puppet. That was York's News. Dumb.
What do you think of that bit of Yorkshire News, Graham?
It was
hit or miss.
Yeah, could have been better.
More Yorkshire News next time.
More Yorkshire News when it comes round to us. It takes ages. That's actually 4 years ago.
So the great thing about minicasts is that we can actually have an excuse to be irrelevant because there's nothing to talk about in the first place. It's just mininess. We've got our competition in a couple of minutes, but first,
what do I talk about? We don't have a PC with me, so we can't do
life
school.
Life is tough,
lunch,
isn't it? Life is tough, especially when you're reading Times from almost a week ago. Spike Milligan's chair.
About an M.
Spike Milligan.
Milligan.
Relevant issues. Ha ha ha. I don't know how clearly. How people are looking those cartoons.
Alice and Darley.
Terrible. I mean, no one deserves to be made to look like that. Even if they do look like that in real life. Peter Jones knows what's good.
Peter Jones all knows about Peter. Yeah. Memory stick.
Good old Dickie Jones. Old Tina Turner. It was her birthday last Wednesday. We're going this last Thursday, we just don't really have.
We just got yesterday's papers. It's even more of a time paradox.
Paradox.
Billy Bragg.
Do you reckon we had anyone else with us on Fridays? On the Friday that's just been Friday the 28th podcast? Or is it just becoming the Tom and Graham cast? Very slow. It's better this way.
It's not.
We need to record people's voice, then we just ask some questions and get answers. What's that, Amy? Yeah.
We need to get a selection of stock answers from Amy. We get a bank of answers. Yes. No. Of course I don't. You're being ridiculous.
I like your tone of voice.
Why would they want to do that?
Is that house just been built out the window? I've never seen it before.
What house?
Over here. Been. Oh, it's a half chimney and all.
Whoa. Yeah, I see it, yeah.
Has that always been there?
Yeah, that's
stop,
where they...
Stop building new houses, that's my method.
That's where they set bleak house.
In what seems to be a modern Tudorette-style house. You can't even be asking about the actual Tudor, just get Tudorette house.
I will actually listen through all the podcasts and make the references.
Nice.
I've got...
Well, you can be pretty sure there's no references in this podcast, except the Tudorette-style housing and bleak house.
Tudorette, bleak house, Brooker... skiing.
Brooke is in every podcast.
Yeah.
He's a guy that creeps into your house and steals your kids, but you like him for it.
And while he's kidnapping your kids, he takes your frozen peas. No reason.
Talking about supermarket foodstuffs, yeah. Let's find out. I'll just dig out what's happening in our competition among the whole notable entries we're going to have.
Okay, so let's take a look at today's guess the product. Yes, thank you very much, everyone. Okay, so let's have a look at what we've had so far in the entries. Nothing's really been that close so far in the entries, so we won't read any out if we don't have any. But today's clue should certainly help you. So remember to listen to our previous podcast for the previous clues. But today's clue is clue number 3. Dun, dun. Dun, dun. This item cost 92 pence at Sainsbury's. Okay, so knowing that clue and the previous clues in the previous podcast, you might be able to work it out. If you know the answer, all you have to do is go on to the website, cubbycast.co.uk, click and guess the product and you can enter it there. Be as detailed in your answer as possible. Alternatively, you can call us on our great phone number 0700 5804101. More details about that phone number, or you can use it on our website. Remember, if you're calling, to leave your name, your email and a very detailed answer. So go to cubbycast.co.uk or call 0700 5804101. Isn't that right, guys?
Wow, so lots of competitioning there. Wow, Ron.
We literally can't keep up with all the phone calls we've got. Literally swamped with them.
I think our system's going to break soon. The phone people are saying, Tom, you're too successful for your own good. Why are you keeping up? It's because I love the world.
We need to give the world podcasting. The world
podcasting
needs
and mediocre nice prices.
Yeah, mediocre.
The t-shirt's amazing, though.
Yeah.
We're going to sell them down at the Berry Cover Market for 20 quid a t-shirt.
20 quid?
Yeah.
Or...
Or your best offer.
Yeah.
5p.
I'll take them off for a pound.
Apparently PC's t-shirts don't sell or smell as well as they used to.
No.
People don't like displaying feces on their torso.
Yeah, because I mean the rival store holder's Marie Cast. Well, it's just Marie. She's
Marie going about rambling crap.
Have you got a Wikipedia article?
Then they delete that. You made one when we were first going back in the days when the world would listen to us
before it got inundated with us doing every day.
There's a limit to how much fun you can have. Should we wrap up today's fun? If we want to talk about anything else, we'll do it on Wednesday.
This has to be heavily edited because this is complete nonsense.
Is it different to any other cast we do? So it's bye. It's bye from Tom.
It's a bye from Graham, I guess.
Bye. You want to keep up this regime when they talk it over the thing?
Yeah, we're going to keep it up.
Make it more nonsensically sad.
Postmodern.
Sound fashion.
I wish it could have got to stop.
I wish it too, online. Your lives go back to the simple things you want to learn. Like that.